From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The Russian suspension of Brazilian meat imports is into its fourth month after ractopamine residue was found in pork and beef shipments, with exporters now scrambling to offset the loss of the Russian market. U.S. Meat Export Federation reports Brazil had been Russia's dominant pork supplier at about 90%. Trade barriers have kept pork from the EU, the U.S., and Canada out of the Russian market for several years. Since the Russian market closed, larger volumes of Brazilian pork have shipped to Hong Kong and China. Syngenta will pay a $1.51 billion settlement to U.S. corn farmers, grain handling facilities, and ethanol plants in a nationwide class action suit. The settlement covers corn prices after September 15, 2013. When funds are available, farmers must submit a claim form to collect, opt out, or object to agreement terms. Plaintiffs allege Syngenta's introduction of AgriSure Viptera corn before it was approved in China led to loss of income. A bill to exempt animal feeding operations from reporting their air emissions should be able to move through the Senate quickly, given its bipartisan support and the looming deadline from a federal appeals court. Currently, 33 senators, 21 Republicans, and 12 Democrats have co-sponsored the bill. According to AgriPulse, the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals is expected to issue its mandate May 1st for an opinion it issued last year that found EPA's 2008 exemptions from reporting were illegal. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.